John Henry Falk, a cause celeb of the 1950s. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Falk's 1964 book, Fear on Trial, which tells of his blacklisting during the McCarthy era, has been reissued by the University of Texas Press with a new foreword by Studs Terkel. Falk was hired by CBS Radio, which found out right away that Falk, who did not have a broadcasting background, needed more seasoning.
They thought it was going to develop into something great, that I was going to evolve into just a breathtaking talent. And were terribly nice to me. Then they farmed me out to a station, another little station here in New Jersey, so I could learn broadcast, learn talk. And that's when they brought me back to WCBS.
On WCBS, Falk did an afternoon show.
A kind of a disc jockey show. I knew nothing about music, and they'd play music occasionally, but I mostly told stories. The CBS is the one that brought me up here originally, back in 1946 when I got out of the Army. I'd never contemplated being a entertainer or radio and television man.
Then a group called Aware accused Falk of being pro-communist. Falk filed a libel suit, but even before the case went to trial, WCBS fired Falk.
Well, I had a great big apartment with 3.5 bathrooms up here on the west side. I was chopping in the right tall cotton. But the thing is that it was such a small thing to pay. You understand, it wasn't an act of courage on my part, and it wasn't an act of heroism, a desire for heroism on my part. It was something that I felt I could do, that I was right about.
Falk won his suit against Aware, but was never able to collect the $3.5 million judgment. He denies he was ever un-American.
How can you be un-American? My Aunt Edith said, well, I'll tell you how you can be un-American. Go to that old University of Texas. It's just a cesspool of atheism and communism, and they make you sign your name test papers. You come from monkeys, they won't give you no passing mark. So everybody's un-American goes to University of Texas from Aunt Edith's point of view.
John Henry Falk, author of Fear on Trial, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. John Henry Falk was blacklisted in the 1950s. That disrupted a promising career. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1956, Falk lost his job as a performer on WCBS Radio after he filed a libel suit against a group which accused him of being pro-communist. He won the suit, and he kept the support of his friends.
There was old Ed Murrow, there's Walter Cronkite, there's Charlie Collingwood, that adored me, see? They stood right with my close friends and people whose good opinions and respect I cherished. Stayed right with me. Old David Susskind couldn't have been kinder to me. Gary Moore couldn't have been more solicitous and kindly to me. I had a number of friends that stood right with me, and I was top flight with them. They gloried in my battle.
Earlier this year, Falk ran in a special congressional election in Texas against Phil Graham, who quit the Democratic Party to run as a Republican.
I had been doing a show called Hee Haw, and this is an altogether rural district in Texas, and being on Hee Haw in that district is kind of like being mentioned in the New Testament favorably. I mean, it does bring you great good fortune. And I'd spoken for all the Chamber of Commerce and everything and was kind of the epitome of a beloved citizen. So I thought, until I announced against Brother Graham, and it changes altogether. The same people that stand in line to get your autograph. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I wouldn't say I'd vote for you. I ain't going to say I'm going to vote again you.
Falk took a sound beating in the election. His strong opinions and his blacklisting have produced for him tense moments at times, but
I've never regretted my decision or never felt that I did anything, made any sacrifice whatever. I live a good life now and get to be on shows like yours.
John Henry Falk. His story is told in Fear on Trial, originally published in 1964, and now reissued with a new introduction by Studs Terkel. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.